There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia. Diverse Israeli delegation, including Druze, Christian and Jewish veterans, recently visited Australian universities to share their experiences and highlight the multifaceted nature of Israeli society. Despite facing protests from pro-Palestinian activists at the University of Sydney, who labeled them as IDF soldiers, many delegation members were not Jewish. Shiran, the group leader of Israel Is, emphasized that their aim was to foster dialogue and counter misconceptions. The initiative sparked meaningful discussions with students and officials, despite protesters' actions, which ironically undermined their claims of promoting dialogue about Israel's complexities. Meanwhile, the United Nations once again finds itself in the spotlight. This time, UN Watch has condemned Qatar's recent election to the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, highlighting that under Qatari law, women must seek approval from male guardians to attend the UN summit. Hilal Noyer, the organization's director, also noted the irony of the Muslim Brotherhood's influence in women's rights discussions. Additionally, UN Watch criticized Saudi Arabia's leadership of the commission, referencing its poor track record on women's rights and legal discrimination, which keeps women under male guardianship. Noyer emphasized the absurdity of such regimes overseeing women's rights initiatives. Certain Republican lawmakers are pushing for a comprehensive evaluation of the U.S.-South Africa relationship amid concerns over South Africa's strengthening ties with hostile nations, including Iran, Russia, and China. Representatives Ronnie Jackson and John James introduced this legislation, highlighting a need to reassess diplomatic relations following the controversial actions of former South African Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool, who was deemed undesirable by the United States after criticizing President Trump. Additionally, South Africa has intensified tensions by pursuing legal action against Israel in the International Court of Justice, prompting a backlash from U.S. officials. Tel Aviv, Yafo, and Berlin have officially established a twin cities partnership announced by their mayors. The signing ceremony is scheduled for May the 5th in Berlin, coinciding with the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Israel and Germany. Tel Aviv's mayor, Ron Holdai, shared his excitement on X, emphasizing the partnership's foundation in shared historical memory and essential values like democracy, freedom, and tolerance. Recently, Berlin's mayor, Kai Wegner, announced plans to illuminate the Brandenburg Gate in orange to honor the Bibas family victims. Tel Aviv Yafo also has ties with several other German cities. And finally, Israel's Yes Studios has launched a documentary titled Hashtag Nova, available on Amazon Prime Video, which captures the tragic events of the Hamas attack on the Supernova Electronic Music Festival on October 7, 2023. The film utilizes self-shot footage taken by festival goers, portraying the harrowing details of the assault, which resulted in over 350 deaths and 44 kidnappings. Some hostages have returned, while others tragically lost their lives in captivity. Managing Director Sharon Levi stated that the film has generated considerable interest, especially following exclusive screenings. The documentary previously aired in December 2023 on Yes TV. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.